You're listening to The Strategic Minute, brought to you by WRVO Public Media. I'm Crystal DeStefano, President of Strategic Communications, LLC in Syracuse. Do you know what time it is? If you just looked at a clock and were prepared to tell me, it's 8:30, or it's noon, or some other time, you're probably just trying to be helpful. But that's not always the best communication strategy. When communicating in business situations, especially when what you're saying is representing the entire organization, we must practice the following three-step process. First, really listen to the question that's being asked. Next, answer only the question that is asked. And then, stop talking. So the answer to my first question would be either yes or no. What I asked was, do you know what time it is? Even though you can probably safely assume that what I really want to know is the actual time, for many reasons, making me ask the follow-up question, okay, so what time is it, can be beneficial for you. This creates a dialogue. The person asking you the questions may have a brief reaction of frustration after that first response, but by the end of the conversation, they'll notice how many of their questions you answered because you gave them the opportunity to ask more questions. If your response makes an assumption about what their question really means or anticipates what other questions they might ask next, then you take away their ability to feel like they were able to ask all of their questions. And when they do think of other questions, you have no other information left to share. In sensitive or crisis situations, this discipline is critical to managing your message and reputation and keeping audiences calm, informed, and supportive. We also use this strategy with good news. Even if we know all the details of a good news story, we may not want to give everything away all at once. This allows you to create a steady drip of continued positive stories and engagement that will last far longer than if we shared all the good news details at one time. There's another risk to oversharing as well. By providing more than what their question is asking, you may also be giving away information for which they didn't even think to ask. The danger here is probably obvious for a crisis or sensitive situation, but why would this be a bad thing if you're sharing good news? By sharing more than you've been asked, and maybe more than you plan to share, you're robbing yourself of future news to share with your audiences and cutting short the potential longevity of your story. The next time you're preparing for an all-hands forum with employees, a media interview, or a town hall meeting with community members, remember, listen to the questions that are being asked, answer only the question that is asked, and then stop talking. What you don't say can be as important as what you do say. Thanks for listening to The Strategic Minute, brought to you by WRVO Public Media. If you want to learn more about what we do at Strategic Communications, visit stratcomllc.com.